This Husey, Ed and Darren podcast was made just for you. Make Christmas yours with Spotlight, who have everything you need for Christmas.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
On Sydney's View, 104.1, Today FM.
As I just told you off air, Ed Cavalli, Aaron Molan, I am having a cold shower every morning.
I know that.
And I will for the rest of my life.
How are you feeling?
You know what? It's misery for about 30 seconds and then it's ultimate joy. You absolutely go through all the emotions.
What are you talking about? Showering?
Cold shower.
Yeah.
So cold shower, you turn it on. As it comes out, as God wants it to come out of the shower.
I think God made a faucet.
Well, God made man and man made a faucet.
God made a faucet.
So it comes out of the shower completely freezing.
Well, remember what Ant Middleton told us?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
SAS guy?
Yeah, he said it's the first about 85, 90 seconds where your body's going, I hate this, I wish I was, oh, now I'm okay. And then your body kicks in.
I tell you what, though, the joy that cold shower going from cold to hot is it's triple that joy.
It's the Swedish stuff.
Oh!
Can I tell you, for the first time in the whole year of us doing breakfast radio together, this morning's the first time I did not have a shower.
Wow.
Beautiful.
And yesterday I accused you of giving up and... And looks like I was right.
You were absolutely right. No, but I look hot butt. So
yeah, well, still, smell is part of attraction.
Yeah, I smell good too because I just covered it in perfume.
Yeah. Yep. So I just reminds me of a relation who used to not shower when they came to our house.
Oh, really?
Every summer they would come to our house, their family, and the mother would not shower. For 3 weeks.
What? Did she bathe?
Just deodorant.
Mm.
And the deodorant would get, the smell would get stronger as the days went on.
Was she deodorant. Swim?
What's that?
Did she go for a swim?
No.
Did she go to the creek bed?
No.
And line
she
it?
She would bring her and her children to our house and she would sit on the couch reading Mills and Boone books.
Just getting, oh.
For weeks.
I used to love
that
Mills.
Can create...
What can that create?
Animosity?
No, I'm not saying it.
The Today FM Morning Crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
We're doing 12 Days of Christmas. Today we've got a $250 voucher to Bunnings. Yeah. Not just one.
What?
We've got a stack of them.
Yep.
131060 is the number. If you get online, not online.
Ooh.
No, if you get on air.
Thank you.
You do it online.
No, thank you.
You get on air, you win a voucher to Bunnings.
Massive.
How cool is that?
Yeah, just in time for everything.
Are we jam-packed with guests today?
Well, working backwards, they got Arch Barker, one of your oldest friends in comedy, with an incredible story about his life.
International superstar comedian who has recently got separated from his partner and what they did for the year. I think it was a whole year.
Whoa.
When they were separated.
What did they do?
Well, let him tell the story.
Yeah.
Notoriously private, guys. So.
Very much.
Yeah, me too.
Paul Gallen, who is, he's been separated from his potential boxing partner.
And a
for,
big load of cash.
Very interesting story there with a current NRL player. What on earth is going on there? I'd like to hear Gal's thoughts.
So after 7 a.m., we've got Paul Gallen come on.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And Harry Jowsey is also on.
The star of Love Island and then went over and was in one of the American ones and blew up. We had him on, Aaron, when he had, but he went from 20,000 to 1.4 million followers on Instagram.
While he was on air with us in the 10 minutes we interviewed him, his followers went up 400,000.
What?
Yes. Yeah, it was crazy. And we thought it was us, but it was nothing to do with us.
But he's just been seen.
Yeah, I could have told you that. Yeah.
He's on the Tiger King.
What?
He bobbed up in the latest season of the Tiger King.
Yeah. Yeah. Why?
Anyway, very interesting.
When we come back, as Aaron mentioned in her award-nominated news, the Arias was on last night and they made one big change to the awards and is half of Australia up in arms?
Wow.
Yes,
which
I'm saying half?
Half
of Australia.
Okay.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Arias were last night, first time ever it was on YouTube, like live streamed.
Right.
I think it might have been on one of the... commercial networks secondary channels?
Not secondary.
Thirdary?
No, digital. They're equal now.
Yeah, right. All right, well, yeah, I don't know which one it was on. I don't know if anyone does know what it was on, but there's been a big change in the ARIES. It was the first year they had this big change. I'll tell you. Oh, actually, do you want to put... we put Adam on. Adam from Kirrawee. Adam, who do you love?
Mate, love the old Kid Leroy.
From Waterloo.
And he was the big winner on the night. Kid Fair Leroy, he performed... He won Best Pop Release.
Fair enough.
He won other things. He won, yeah, I don't know what.
Other
yeah.
things.
Yeah, he did. He won lots of stuff. But he, and he's also nominated for a Grammy, Kid Leroy.
Look, he's
winning
at the moment.
So he's an international superstar.
Now, I'll tell you who else is. Adam.
So hang on, yeah.
I just want to tell Adam that he's got $250 Bunnings cash.
Oh, happy days. Thank you, lads.
Yeah, and laddies.
You're welcome.
And laddies.
Yeah. Oh, no, but you know what Adam's done there?
I've been called worse, Adam. Don't worry.
Oh,
what's Adam done there?
He has.
Thanks, Adam.
He has seen gender. He hasn't seen gender.
Whatever.
He's misgender. He's misgendered Aaron.
Yes.
He did something about gender.
Be arrested for that.
Could he do?
Have you seen me before, Adam?
No, I haven't. Sorry.
What?
Oh, you don't. You've never watched.
This is great.
No, this is. But no one to get into this. She will send you a photo, and you'll never call her a lad again, mate.
You don't
world.
Know who I am.
He knows who. He does.
He saw you on the stage.
Right. Yeah. No, just checking. Oh, God, that's a relief. Jesus Christ.
You dream of her every night, don't you, Adam?
Oh, I'd be lying if I say I didn't.
Well, what we don't want here is lies.
Good comeback, Adam. Are you single, Adam?
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm not, sorry.
Yes, he is.
Oh, sorry. He's sorry.
Don't apologize.
Sorry for you. He let you down. How old are you, Adam?
23.
I'm 24.
Right in the hitting zone.
Got a vibe, mate.
Yeah. Anyway. Guys, I've got something to say. He gets his voucher, and we're giving Bunnings
Thanks,
vouchers
Adam.
All away all morning,
yeah.
As well as Aaron's phone number, apparently. So
Bunnings at Caring Bar.
Go shopping with Aaron to Bunnings. Buy yourselves a two-man tent. No, that's too much. I went too far, and
you
I apologise.
You really went too far. To me or to Adam or to just our listeners?
No, not Adam. He's happy.
No, what to me?
To standards of society.
Thank you. Especially in light of what you're trying to get to.
Yeah. Yes. The fact is they got rid of female male categories at the ARIES.
Did they?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Yeah, right.
Normally you would have best male artist, best female artist, best, and there'd be a number of categories.
Yeah.
Well, they got rid of it. So what's happened?
You tell me.
I'll tell you, the chicks have missed out.
Chicks. Oh, that's right.
They have missed out.
Oh, no. This isn't
best
working.
They're going to hate
Kid Leroy.
That, the feminazi. Yeah. They're going to hate that.
Mm. Kid Leroy. Best hip-hop release, Genesis Owusu, who's a man. Yeah. Best independent release, Genesis, also a man.
Oh, dear.
Mm. One woman has won. One. TK Maidza.
Oh, yeah.
She won best soul and R&B release.
So... We've made the change.
We've made the change.
And the people have spoken.
So the change, I'm guessing, would have been pushed by women who like that.
Well, they also didn't win Best Country Album because Troy Tassa Daily got that.
I love
Can I give
Troy.
You?
Oh, what about Taylor Swift? She won Most Popular International Artist.
So Taylor Swift. I mean, there's one for the girls. Right? Taylor Swift has got herself one. No, they did win Best Classical Album. They had Genevieve Lacey was in that along with Marshall McGuire. So they shared that.
Genevieve got it. Okay.
Angus and Julia Stone got Best Sound Original Soundtrack.
Well, that's a girl. So one of them.
No, but yeah, well, it's half a girl. you know what?
What about Lime Cordial? They won Best Live Act. They're both gentlemen.
Yeah, absolutely. Spacey Jane won. They have a female bass guitarist, so got a fifth an award there.
They sneak through.
But you know what? Telstra Aria, Music Teacher of the Teacher of the Year, Music Teacher of the Year, Zoe Barry.
The only woman to win an Aria. So.
On her own.
Uzi, Ed and Aaron, 104.1 Today FM.
Aaron Mullen is famous for reading the news, for being the face of sport in Australia.
And cricket.
Yeah, or tennis, definitely. Cricket, not so sure. I know, yep. But also for winning the Sydney to Hobart yacht race when she captained Super Maxi.
Brindabella.
Brindabella. So
perpetual loyal. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Mm. It should have been called the Erin Molan. So. But would she win the new category that's been announced? Have a listener, our mate PO, last night.
It was a heartbreaking decision. One of Australia's favourite traditions, the Sydney to Hobart, cancelled last year, just 6 days out from race day. 2021 is a different story. A fleet of 106 will line up on Boxing Day, including a new class for a two-person crew.
Yes, this is huge. It's the two-hander.
What?
It's tiny boats,
come on.
Four hands, which is two each on, I don't know, maybe, actually I'm not sure, we don't know.
Hang on.
When's a two-hander? That's if you've got two hands, you might not.
Hang on.
Two people. That's an impair your ability to take part.
No, I don't think, yeah, well exactly.
I've got here that on average, most yachts in the fleet will have 10 to 15 crew, depending on how many sort of, you know, media hangers on there are.
You know what?
That was very mean.
The real heroes will be the two-handers, and I don't know if Erin...
I know that.
You know, could Erin just do it with...
Slingers.
You know, who?
Slingers. Tom Slingsby.
Oh, yeah, Slingsby. Who's Slingsby. In town?
Yeah.
Erin's ex.
Yeah.
Who's now going out with...
former bachelorette contestant.
He's not my ex. We had...
You had a moment or
we
two.
We had, no, one.
On the high seas.
No, you had a, you,
no, it was, on the no, dock, it was not on the high seas.
No, I'm
it was after
crap.
We
it was
failed.
On the high
it was
seas.
After,
I don't care.
It was I'm after not, we failed and hit the Bass Strait and got home and we were consoling ourselves and we
I'm
had
not,
a
story.
I'm not protecting reputations now. It was on the high seas.
Yeah, it was before they left.
It was during a storm.
Before the gun.
He was meant to be out looking for monster waves.
Hold
where was
me.
He? He was under the hull.
Frigging in the rigging, as they say.
Oh, that's a bit much. Now,
is that what you've crossed. Said?
Pirate chanty.
You've crossed a line.
Hey, you don't tell
yeah,
me what line
right.
to cross.
Hey,
it's a pirate
what's,
chanty.
What will go on between Jules Hall and Jen Linkover? They are two of the two-handers. They're taking their boat, the Flat White.
Like and a coffee. That's a good name, actually.
Yeah, well, that's their boat. That's their boat's name. They are taking it out on the high seas. Listen to Jen. This is from the news last night. This is an actual, this is Jen actually speaking about how she's feeling about the two-hander coming up.
Yes, yes. I'm still trying to find out if I'm very brave or very stupid or both.
So, we will be following.
I love that.
We will be following her journey.
Yeah.
Is she very brave or very stupid?
Can we play it one more time?
Yes, please.
I'm still trying to find out if I'm very brave or very stupid or both.
I love her.
They're not mutually exclusive.
Ed and Erin. Good luck to her.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
The world is talking about Tiger King 2. We love it. It is better than Tiger King 1.
I think so. Because it shows the aftermath of the whole mess and it's only getting worse.
But what is the Australian connection?
So there I am watching it and Joe Exotic's, I think now, ex-husband, Dylan Passage, is talking about how Joe is, you know, obviously stuck in prison there and they're not together and how upset Joe's getting when he sees Dylan doing stuff like this.
It's not easy and it's extremely stressful and he's not okay with me when I'm going and hanging out with my friends. I didn't cause any of this. I don't know if we're going to stay married forever.
Okay, so they're at a birthday party in that shot with like these hottest guys in the whole world.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And I pause it and I say to my wife, I go, hang on, I know that bloke. He's that young Australian, that hot young Australian bloke who's taken the reality TV world by storm. That's Harry Jowsey.
Our mate Harry Jowsey.
Yes. Yes.
With 4 million
yes.
Instagram followers.
And counting.
What? And does he join us right now?
He does.
Harry. Hey, what's going on?
No, you tell me what's going on, Harry Jowsey. Why am I watching the Tiger King 2 and there you are?
Look, it was a weirdest story, to be honest. They actually surprised me. So me and Dylan have the same manager. And they wanted to show, like, Dylan, like, having friends and, like, hanging out with people. And they actually... surprised me. It was the craziest thing because I thought I was getting deported. How they found me. Like they found me at 7-Eleven with like a handful of like chocolates and like a Diet Coke. And I was like, just going back to my place. And I see this black SUV pull up. All these cameras jump out and these people start rushing towards me. I thought, I was like, oh shit, like I'm about to be a border security. Like I'm getting deported back to Australia right now. And then that's how it all kind of come about.
So what have you, so that was, it sounds a little bit staged, to be honest, but are you friends with Dylan Passage at all, Harry?
Well, actually, so obviously I knew Taught the Handle was coming out, and when his show aired, I reached out to him and I was like, hey, it looks like you're a little bit in over your head with the social media stuff. Do you need help? Do you need someone to just like walk you through what you're doing?
Yeah.
And then we kind of, our relationship at that point forward, and then I introduced him to my team and I said, these guys will help you. And then we became friends through that. And then I had no idea that I was going to be on the second season of Tiger King.
So yeah, you are friends. Oh, they're friends. They established you are friends, and you actually helped Dylan. So you're a great guy. There's no doubt about it. But to think that...
Hang on, but what can you do for Husey, Jowsey? If you can help Dylan Passage, what can you do for Husey?
I feel like you've already had luck to know Husey. I feel like you're at the top of the ladder.
When a guy with 4 million Instagram followers says that a guy with 250,000 and reducing Instagram followers is the top of the ladder. I've got to get my meat out.
Is that the key though, is it, Harry? Like, is it just show skin, show, like, what's the key?
Well, I guess I went on a show for being horny and like having sex. So maybe that's the key. Maybe talk a little bit more about sex and stuff.
If being horny was all I needed, mate, I would have 100 million Instagram followers.
Shout out to your kids.
Come on, Aaron. Don't be like
just saying that's what every kid wants to hear, their dad talking about being horny. I'd never say such a disgraceful thing that my daughter might be one day.
Have you got love at the moment, Harry? We know that you've hooked up with some really famous people as well. Where are you at in that situation?
No, I can't. It's worse than it was before. I just keep sleeping with people and it just doesn't work well for me.
That's tragic.
I could cry here. I could cry here. I don't cry often, but I could really. This could set me off here.
So wait, they don't want to commit to you? What's the issue? So you sleep with them and then it's kind of like, that's it?
No, I think I just get bored, to be honest. Like, there's just so much going on.
You haven't met the right girl yet, clearly.
Harry Jowsey, you can follow him. Everyone else is, so you should too. It's always a pleasure. We'll speak to you soon, man.
Good on you, mate.
Cheers, guys.
Get up with the Today FM morning crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Aaron's inbox.
You've got mail.
So no blue tickers today, sadly. Just some nice element.
No blue ticks.
There's heaps in there. They're just obviously not juicy enough.
I'm sick of you respecting privacy, honestly. Well, how can we do a radio show?
Read the stories. I'm notoriously private.
When Aaron does not expose members of the Australian cricket team.
What do you want from me?
What? Whose side are you on?
I'm on Candace Warner's side because Candace says that she's not sure that Tim Payne is captain material after this scandal. And if anyone has the moral high ground, it is the Warners.
She
will not talk them down.
But also, does she want England to win the Ashes? Because if we're...
I don't know what she wants, mate.
If you are not allowed to have one of those picks out in the atmosphere... There's no Australian cricket team.
And this is why this is why you're not on the 9-person committee to pick the captain. I got a hold of the questions. Ready? Question one. Do you know how to say, mate, it's your turn to bowl?
Have you ever sent a photo of your...
That's not on there. It cannot be a question because there will be no captain. With no captain.
Do you know how a coin toss works? Maybe. You're in the final. Here's one. Erin's just done a huge workout. She's wearing her TXO crop and someone and another gentleman by the name of Ricky has written, outstanding.
How do you write out? What word do you use to write that first bit?
Why are you licking your lips?
Is that an emoji?
It's a tongue out umming. So tongue out, outstanding.
It's upper lip and
thank
lower
you, Will.
Lip.
Thank you for that gentleman.
You just did you went around the world with your tongue
out. Well, so that was the implication. Kevin says, hey, do you ever stop working? Love your radio show. Keep up the good work. Aaron very kindly has gotten back, said, thanks so much, Kevin. We have a lot of fun. Kevin's seen an opening and said, great. Quick coffee, Aaron. Is that a no? I just got a new set of wheels. And then he's put up a photograph of a car at a dealership.
Oh, that's a sweet car. Is that an Audi?
I reckon that's not
it. What year do you reckon?
Not his car.
It's an 01. It's an 01 Audi.
The best year.
He's William.
Best you know. Can Kevin, you need a new Audi, mate. We're not going anything over 10 years, mate.
I know.
If you've got the eye on the prize, just hire one.
Just Google a photo on the internet. Brand new Audi.
Any new Audi, Kev. Come on, mate. Here's Will. Would you like to make 20 grand? $2 million for you. Would you like to make a quick $1 million without anyone knowing?
For what? What did you have to do? And the answer would be yes. We haven't heard the whole of that conversation. Stop redacting comments, Aaron. You responded to that. There's no doubt.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
Now, Aaron, is it fair to say you get to a stage in your pregnancy where it's just, get this thing out of me?
Yeah, about 12 weeks in. Started for me. Get out. Yeah, absolutely. Look, the last, I reckon, 10 weeks go the slowest, and then the last 3 to 4 weeks, torture. And you think you're close, and you start to get these kind of things that feel like labor, but it's not labor.
And
you can get
Braxton
Hicks. You can get that for kind of 3 to 4 weeks. You can get it even earlier, and you think you're on your way, and it's just living hell in a really beautiful,
empowering
way. What
brought it on for you? What was the final thing that brought it on for you?
Well, I had a stretch and sweep. Yeah.
That's a medical procedure.
I reckon almost more painful than the birth itself, like the labor. He puts his hands in and literally just stretches you with his hands.
That feels like that's a...
Was he a doctor?
No, and then I went to see the doctor as well.
There you go.
Then a bouncing ball, just sitting and bouncing. But the thing is, you actually don't know if anything works, because you could have been, you know, that could have been when you were going to go into labor anyway.
Yeah, true.
Our boss, Ego, is your partner. When is she due, Ego?
Morning, guys. Monday. She's due Monday.
And you're very keen. You're both very, she's particularly keen for it to happen.
We are. And all this talk is giving me cold sweats, because we're going through this right now. It's so hard.
Now, for you,
and beautiful.
Yes, beautiful.
For you, Ego, and I'm speaking to the men in the situation, I'm like, leave it in there as long as possible, because the longer it's in there, the less work you have to do as the bloke.
I get it.
You know, so you can't feed the baby. You don't have to change the baby. So I don't see why they can't stay in there till they're like 7 or 8.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Interesting question.
My wife would kill me if you said that and I agreed. So I'm going to disagree with that.
Well played. Sean used to tell people that my pregnancy was really hard on him.
Oh, no. Come on, Sean.
But I know.
There's only so much moaning you can take. You know, as a bloke, it's like, God.
Mate, you try growing a human in your uterus. Like, good luck. You'd moan too.
Well, I don't have. Well, that's, yeah.
Don't you? You don't have a uterus? Is that what you're saying? I'm trying to think how that's a negative.
Am I allowed to say that? Yeah, I am.
I don't know, man.
Can I say
pretty,
that?
It's pretty gendered language, I'll be honest. It's pretty triggering.
What have you been trying, Ego? What have you been trying to get things moving?
Look, it hasn't been too much we haven't tried. You know, she does yoga every morning. We're now eating a lot of chili, which is actually hurting us in other regions of the house, which is, you know, bringing on other things. And, like acupressure and acupuncture.
Oh, wow.
So many things.
Yeah. Right. We need to hear from people and what the hell we can do here.
Yeah, it's $250 Bunnings cash, 13 10 60. What have you done to bring on labor?
I will tell you the music you need to listen to, because this actually worked for us. There's one particular artist who is known to bring on labor, and it worked for us. So,
wow.
Yes.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
Now, our boss, Ego, his partner, they're about to have a baby. She wants it out, you know, and Aaron, you know that feeling, don't you?
Very, very well, yes. And look, it's the most amazing thing in the whole world, but it just is bloody punishing at the end.
Yeah, and so same with us. Our son was overdue, our oldest, and... we were doing all we could to try to get him out. I'll tell you the music. Wait till the end.
I'd like to hear it at the end.
Or at the end, I'll tell you what music got the job done.
Well, Christopher Bradbury, what got the job done with you?
Oh, hi, guys. So I got 2 boys. And then for the first son, he is overdue for 40 weeks. And then we just have sex.
Whoa!
Initially we do that because like it's gonna be the last time, you know, because after you have birth, can do the for another.
I get it,
six.
Man.
But it worked. How long afterwards? How long afterwards did labor start?
it's just like, so we did it at 11 p.m. and then 3 hours later, the contractions starting to get like very strong. And then, you know, and then
that's
great effort. Thank you.
No, 3 hours. Stay on the line. I have questions, but that's exciting.
Can I say, Erin, and I mean, I know my wife was, you'd think that, you know, having a baby inside, you would stop the thoughts of that direction, but they can actually increase, can't they? The baby inside can make you more...
More amorous.
Is that fair to say?
I wouldn't know.
It can be. It certainly can be the case. Might have been from Rachel from Kellyville. Rachel, what got the job done?
My son was overdue and we were Googling ideas and one of them was to drive along a bumpy road. So we gave that a spin and it didn't work.
Yep.
And then... we breed horses, so I thought, oh, well, I hadn't ridden the horse for the whole entire pregnancy. I really missed it, you know, because we used to do it all the time.
Sure.
And then so I rode my favourite horse, my quiet horse, and the next day we were at the hospital at 3 a.m.
Should have ridden your horse there.
Yeah. But can I just say to people who've never ridden a horse, you wouldn't advise their first time to ride a horse is when they're 9 months pregnant, would you?
No, definitely not. No, he's a nice, quiet horse. And
yes, yeah, absolutely. Actually, I think it's for a profession.
I've two kids and my son's a great horse rider.
Yeah.
And my daughter not quite so much. So
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Absolutely. It was some kind of connection between the horse and child.
Yeah.
Now Liz from Roselands, what got the job done?
Falafels. Mine's falafels. Just very easy. Eat 6 of them. It's a known old wives' tale. My mum and dad always told us.
Yeah.
But you got to have it with the condiments. You got to do the chili. You've got to have the pickles and chili. The sumac onions and
combination. In a kebab or not? Or
absolutely, you can have it in a roll. Why not?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, it's great for vegans. Who falafel is a godsend for vegans.
Is it like spinach? Food. What is it like?
It's chickpeas,
sesame seeds.
Oh, right. You know what's in there?
Sesame, isn't it?
Yes, of course. It's a combination of the chickpeas and the fava beans, the cumin and the coriander. That's what does it.
Beautiful. I bloody love it.
It's ancient.
I love it.
Here we go. Now, thank you, guys. Everyone we spoke to gets a $250 Bunnings cash voucher. And now from
there's more to give away before the end.
No, there's absolutely everyone who gets on air on 131060. Now, young man, what is the artist, the musician that guarantees to bring on labour?
Our son was born because my wife ate some chili, got in the bath, a hot bath, and put this on.
Enya.
Enya.
What?
Enya
gets the Orinoco flow going.
Brings on the baby.
Whoa!
Enya!
He's done it.
Jesus.
Get yourself an Enya CD if you can find one. It's Husey and Erin.
The Today FM morning crew. Husey, Ed and Erin.
We were talking, how do you get a baby out of you? Our boss needs help because his wife is due. My wife used Enya. We played some Enya. And what is that song called, Ed?
Sail Away.
Well, isn't it Orinoco Flow?
No, there's another one called the Orinoco Flow.
Oh, that's not that one.
No, that's Sail Away.
That's a different one.
But the band is called Enya.
And what I said off air, and I want to say on air, so it makes the podcast, is get Enya to get it out of you.
It was better when you said use Enya to get it out of you.
Yeah, I reckon
use
it was Enya. Better off air, to be honest. Yeah. Like you didn't quite capture the sentiment.
Can we take this out of the podcast?
Never go back. Tell you who's coming up shortly. One of Erin Mullen's good mates, Paul Gallen's going to join us. What is going on with this on-again, off-again boxing match?
It's a COVID controversy and has someone faked COVID? Have they faked COVID?
Potentially.
What? No, they probably haven't.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Well, she's got it, but has Paul Gallen's boxing opponent got it? We'll talk to him in a sec, but what's happened?
Well, this is on the news last night.
Cam, the NRL has its first COVID case.
Yeah, that's right, Pete. It was bound to happen. Manly's Josh Alloway is the unlucky trailblazer. He is vaccinated. So why does Dr. Paul Gallen think Alloway may be suffering from something else?
And the doctor is in. Good morning, Dr. Paul Gallen.
Hey, guys. I wish I was a doctor.
Yeah, because well, you could.
A lot easier.
Well, no, they're generally depressed doctors. That's the stats say that doctors are sad people. So
well, I work with Erin Mullen, so I can get a bit of that.
Mate,
with patient zero.
You know, you can come on and be nice to me sometimes too.
Well, it can go both ways, Erin. Don't forget that.
so true.
No, but Paul, to the matter at hand, you are a boxing superstar who makes his living now knocking people out, and you do it in a respectful and legal way. But do you think this bloke has actually made up the fact he's got COVID or not?
No, I don't. Look, I did yesterday. It did cross my mind yesterday, but after Manly put the statement out that he's got COVID, yeah, there's no doubt he's got COVID. So he hasn't. Look, I don't think he's gone out and caught COVID on purpose, but I do think that. I was told last Friday that Matt Rose told me last Friday he's concerned about the fight. He thinks he's looking for a way out. Look, he hasn't got caught COVID on purpose, but the fight has been rescheduled, so it's not totally off yet. So I've been told that. They're not that sick, him and BJ Lewis. So it's been rescheduled to the 22nd of December.
Okay.
So we just have to wait and see what happens between now and, I suppose, next week or so.
What about he's a current NRL player. Mm. How does the club feel about him partaking?
Yeah. Look, again, I'm sort of getting a bit of second information. Matt told me that he doesn't believe that the fight will happen. So I thought stuff, and I'm going straight to the horse's mouth myself. So I text Josh myself yesterday saying, mate, I've been told you're not even sick. Not even sick. You're sick. You've got COVID. But I've been told you've got no symptoms and you may be okay to fly the 22nd. He replied back to me, 99% it will be off because Manly won't let him fight after the 10th.
Because of pre-season, Paul. It gets into pre-season.
It's pre-season,
time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, pre-season started already for the NRL boys, but I imagine that the club would have given him enough time off to prepare for the fight up until the 10th of December. He's telling me that they're now saying they won't let him fight post December 10.
Can I make a suggestion, Gal?
I will be off. Yep.
Why can't first game next year, I'm not sure who Manly got, it might be the Crushers, but let's just say first game next year, why not at halftime? He's still in the gear. He's still wearing number 10 and out comes Gal and we do it at halftime.
Why do we have to wait to halftime? Why not in the first half? Why not?
During the match? Because play will be going on.
Gal just jumps on the field.
Oh, hang on. At any time, Gal could jump on the field.
Gal will be doing sideline. He'll be there in a suit.
I'll be on the sideline. I will be there in a suit.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen, guys. I really don't know what's going to happen.
Can I ask this question?
Yep.
Can I ask this question? You don't have to give me the exact number. What ballpark figure is it worth for him to fight you? Is it $100,000? Is it $50,000 or $200,000?
Look, I don't like talking about the money that I earn, but it's
not you. Him.
Yeah, look, it's good. I don't know what he's getting paid, to be honest with you, but I think it's a significant amount of money. I think it would be. Yeah, a six-figure sum, I would imagine.
Six figures. Just for a couple of minutes.
I don't know for sure, to be honest with you. But look, there's going to be no shortage of people jumping in to want to take the fight because of the fact that money is there. But at the end of the day, Matt Rose is the promoter. He's the one that does all the numbers. And I just can't get Joe Blow from down the road that sells 2,000 pay-per-view numbers because it doesn't make money. No one makes money then. So it's got to be someone with some sort of profile and... we'll wait and see what happens next week.
Gal takes on all comers, like, you know, just
oh, like jump up and have a go. Jump up and have a go. What about that, Gal? Jump up and have a go.
Well, I'm only human. I can't take on everyone. I'm pretty sure there's enough people lining up already.
Good on you, mate. Good on you, Gal.
Thanks. Easy Ed and Aaron, 104.1 Today FM.
I had a rethink about my social media presence and I realised that Twitter is an absolute waste of time.
Thank God.
It's full of angry people who just want to yell at you.
Yes.
And so I thought I'm going to reconnect with my Facebook.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people on Facebook.
Yeah.
So I put a Facebook post out
old
yesterday.
Habits.
What did you do, man?
Said, I'm going to devote time every day to Facebook. It will mean a bit less watching NBA. My messages are open. I'll read every comment.
Okay.
I have got almost 1,700 comments to read. absolutely flat out. There's no time to do anything else.
What do you got?
Just comments, mate.
Like what?
Hello.
All right. There you go.
How are you going?
Well, thanks.
Just all that.
Are you going to reply to every one of them?
I'm trying. I put another post out saying, guys, I'm inundated. Can you please not reply to this comment. That got 300 comments. Whoa, come on. Give me a break. He's flat out.
The Today FM Morning Crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
You can't beat the Mac, but you can beat COVID. In general, most people get over it.
Mm-hmm.
But what's it like to have it, and how do people interact with you when they know you've got it? We have had me and Ed Cavalier, just coincidentally, Aaron, yesterday, both had interactions with a man, a work colleague of ours, who is just coming out the other side of his COVID infection.
So he doesn't still have it?
Well, he does still have it because you still have fragments. Apparently you shed for months after you have it.
But it's not contagious.
Well, no, it isn't contagious. But Danny McGinlay, professional comedian, he does warm up on Have You Been Paying Attention, doesn't he? Yes,
Ed? I think he might have moved to the cheap seats, but he's still done a great job with us over the journey.
Yeah, absolutely. I've known him for years, and we welcome him to the show. Hello, Danny.
G'day, Husey, Ed, Aaron. Don't worry, you can't catch it through the phone. You're safe.
Hey, Danny.
Now, Danny, before we get to the interactions yesterday, and you will be honest here, and people are claiming that I know who is going to win this, who's the most compassionate out of me and Ed. And I don't know. Danny, I don't know. Hand on heart. I swear on my family's life, I do not know who he's going to say was more compassionate. But when did you first know you had COVID, Danny?
Yeah, it was a couple of weeks ago. I was asymptomatic. But as you say, I do work for the cheap seats and have been paying attention. And the good people at Working Dog, they make you take a rapid antigen test before you go into the studio. And I took one and it said I was positive, and I remember ringing Working Dog and saying, oh, look, your test busted. I feel fine. I better go get a real one. Got the real test, and lo and behold, it's weird. You get an email that says you're not negative. I guess they don't want to use the phrase positive. They might go, oh, I'm fine.
Is that right? Not negative. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, Danny, you had to ring everyone who you'd been in contact with. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, so the contact traces have sort of finished up here in Melbourne. So you got to do it yourself. You're ringing people and they're all like, oh, I saw you last night. How are you, mate? Yeah, dude. You go, yeah, guess what? You've got to go get tested. That's definitely the worst part of it for me, because I was asymptomatic the whole time. And I will say Limo, who's a good friend of everyone at your show, he had the best response, because other people were like really panicky and, oh, God, I've got to get the kids on. No, I need to do that. Limo just went, oh, well, we're all going to get it one day.
Well, that sounds like a huge playbook.
I believe that is my attitude. But you did a podcast with Ed Cavalier yesterday, and I did some stand-up with you last night. Now, when you went to shake my hand last night, did you sense any reluctance from me in shaking your hand?
No, when you first shook the hand, you were okay there, Dave. But then once the conversation came through that, yes, there are still inert fragments of the virus in me, you went to the hand sanitizer at Warp Factor 5. You know, for a vegan, you were very quick to try and kill those germs. Yeah,
right. Look, I did, at one point I did say to him, I feel like I'm, no, can I say that?
Yeah, of course you can.
You can, yes, it was funny.
I feel like I'm Princess Diana, do you know what I mean?
In what way?
No, I'm not going to explain, but as in...
I'm struggling.
I don't struggle.
I don't mean to struggle. I'm not struggling on purpose. I'm just struggling.
Yesterday when Ed Cavalier found out I had it, we were actually recording the podcast, and Ed suddenly took a very keen interest in other parts of the room. He just suddenly wanted to see, have a look at that corner. What's this skirting board?
I'll be honest. I spent most of the day yesterday Googling how long is infectious, because I thought, I thought you were too bolshy on your... I thought you felt attacked and you were too bolshy on your I'm not contagious. And I'm still, if I'm being honest, I'm still pretty annoyed about it.
Oh. Well, that's hopefully. So
how long do you think I should be
ostracized? How long should be ostracized?
When I said to you,
how long should be out of society? How long should be locked up in the basement? Yeah.
Hey, Danny, when we first started this radio show, we did a big media event, and in front of like all these kind of journos and stuff, I went to try and give Ed a kiss on the cheek to show them that, you know, we were bonding, that we had good chemistry, and he literally jumped back, wouldn't even let me touch him on the cheek for show. So he's not really
HR immediately.
He's not. No, I don't think that's the reason. I don't think he cares about that. I think he just doesn't like touching people or people.
No, but look, the one smell associated with Ed Cavalier is Glen 20. So that's what you smell. But again, I didn't
just
get him
get
on
your
for this.
Answer. Well, get who, your answer.
And I don't know the answer. Who was most compassionate? Who did you feel more comfortable around, me or Ed? And just be honest, Danny. Be honest.
Well, he's not going to lie.
No, he's just.
Yeah. Look, it's a borderline call. You both weren't really welcoming with open arms, but I think Hughesy actually came up to me, at least after the gig, and said good luck and gave me a fist bump. So I'll give it to Hughesy on it. But really, this is a technicality decided on points.
I'm happy with that.
I've had the win, mate. I've had
the win. You can have that win. You can have something else from Danny too, by the sounds of things.
We need to hear from people who've had COVID or know people who've had COVID. All right, let's do it. Go on your daddy.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
I'm putting it out there. We've got to get over COVID discrimination. Because I shook Danny, who's COVID positive, I shook his hand. He's over it now. Last night, the kids, when they go to sleep, normally I go in and give them a fist bump. Fist bump each child. Mm-hmm. And
wow. That's beautiful.
Read a book. Story.
Book. Last night.
What about?
Last night I didn't fist bump them.
Nah.
Ooh. I said, I'm not fist bumping you. And they said, why? I said, because I was hanging out with a guy with COVID.
You sent him a text?
My son said, really? Have I got COVID now?
Oh,
I said,
no,
you don't have COVID.
Well, I don't think.
I don't think he's got COVID.
Who's had it? Who's got over it? How are they treated? Ebony from Cumberland. Ebony, you had COVID.
Yes. Yeah.
Were you reluctant to tell people once you'd got over it and once everyone said you're no longer infectious, were you still reluctant to tell people that you'd had COVID?
Look, to be honest, I've been pretty open with my story.
Actually, Ebony, you called us. I remember you were in lockdown in the apartment block that got locked down with Ebony, weren't you?
No, I wasn't in the apartment block, but my family and I all got COVID. And I have spoken to you guys before about it.
That's right, yes. Your family all got it. That's right. Yes, of course.
Yeah, so, but in general, you would tell your friends and your family that, and you didn't feel much pushback?
I think there was a lot of fear, especially when we were released. You know, New South Wales Health said we're free to go and see our family, and immediate family were like, are you sure you can come and see us? Maybe we wait a bit longer.
Yes.
And so I totally get that, but it's been nearly 3 months on for us, and my partner Scott is.
Yeah, how is he? Because he got it worse than you, didn't he?
That's right.
Yeah, he was in hospital a couple of times. He's doing okay. The long COVID is smashing him a bit, far more than it's smashing me. The best way to describe it is like a massive hangover. So you just get like this brain fog. You can't concentrate. Oh, you feel tired and just, you know, So he still gets that quite a bit. But he, as far as like talking to people, he doesn't necessarily be open about it because he visits a lot of work sites. He's in construction and people feel very funny about knowing that you've had it.
Yeah, all I mean, right.
Thanks, Ebony.
I know, but then you hear about long COVID and you want to worry.
I don't
want to worry.
No,
I want to get on with
Joe from Bosley Park. When did you have COVID?
I had it in August.
Okay.
One of my sons bought it home and his initial test was negative. He was a close contact, but we relaxed a little soon and two of us, my other son, older son and myself got it as well.
Yeah, but there's no way you can stop within a household getting COVID.
Yeah. We managed to avoid my husband and my younger son getting it. They went into hotel quarantine.
They did. All right. Yeah. And how sick did you get?
I was okay. I'd had first vaccine and I was due for my second one when I was diagnosed. Mm. So I was actually okay. I didn't get particularly severe symptoms. I was a little short of breath and I had headaches and fever for a couple of days.
Is he okay?
My sons have a bit of long COVID, so they still have some shortness of breath and I would say some fatigue. Jeez, I was going to feel a bit of brain fog, like Ebony. So.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing, isn't it? Because you think, like, oh, we're all going to get it, whatever, whatever. But long COVID's another bloody story, isn't it?
That's really damn it, long COVID. I'm not happy with long COVID.
Well, I tell you, thanks for your
finish with a happy
we
story.
We don't have any. Thanks for your time. $250 Bunnings cash.
That was a great, but really lifting everyone up on their mind.
Uzi, Ed and Aaron, 104.1 Today FM.
Hey, we need to talk love songs. The songs that when you hear them, you go, that's me and my significant other, or maybe your former significant other. I mean, Aaron's in a mood to remember love. She's in a love mood.
All right.
Well, is that fair to say, Erin?
No, because I was wondering, I asked you guys off air if you and your partners had love songs, because I feel like you have to evolve. Like you have a love song like when you first meet, but then as your relationship changes, your love song should too.
Yeah, really? Why can't it be the same
an evolution,
song?
Mate.
Well, because it doesn't reflect accurately where the relationship's at. Because a love song, there might be exciting early days, and once you kind of get bored with each other a bit, you need to go to something else.
You know what? Me and my wife have got one song and that's it. And whenever it comes on, which it never does.
No, it never does.
But I'll tell you what it is. But who wants a Bunnings voucher if they tell us theirs?
$250 Bunnings cash, 131060. What is the love song you and your partner? Could be wedding, could be first date, could be
anything,
just...
mate. Could be when the lights go out.
Really? You know people actually do that? Like put on a song?
Don't know. Certainly not. We don't. We're silent. listening for children.
Today FM.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Can a love song stand the test of time in a relationship? Before we go to the callers, have we got what springs to mind?
My wedding song?
Yeah, what's your wedding song?
This is my wedding song.
Cody Simpson. Good song.
My wife.
I like it.
Yeah. Down the aisle to that bad boy.
Can I give you mine or not?
If you must.
Well,
mine was a real upbeat number.
Well, yeah, but mine.
Real toe tapper.
Mine is a deep song.
Go for it.
It's I think it's REM, is it?
It is REM.
There we go. Here we put it on.
Night swimming deserves a quiet night.
Get down.
What the hell are you two on?
I'm not sure that was our all these song.
People understand.
Is that actually, that's a joke.
Aaron, that's not a joke. That's not a joke, Aaron. He was a joke. That is real life there. That's what we danced to. That was our wedding song. We went to practice. If you thought I was stiff now dancing, you should have seen me on my wedding night.
Hey-o. Stiff on the wedding night.
Beautiful song.
Alana from Reevesby. What is your love? Oh, Alana, yes. What is your love? Let's do a love song dedication type voices.
Alana from Reesby, what is your love song?
Lightning Crashes.
Oh, that's a great song.
I can feel it coming back again. Like a roller.
Who is the person in your life, Alana, who comes to mind when that song comes on?
My husband, Josh.
Oof.
Was that on your wedding night, that song, or just that's when you got together, that was just killing it,
that song? Yeah, when we got together, we were in high school, and we went away camping with my dad and had that CD, and we just made it our song. And then
so you went...
What are these sound effects, Ed? I don't know.
They're camping, mate. They're in high school, so you need to back off there.
Because yeah, that's back really off. Sick.
I was doing innocent hand-holding. Sick. I don't know where your mind is, you sicko.
Mate, it doesn't sound like when people hold hands.
Oh, Aaron.
Well, he did it.
Hang on. No. Was it separate tents back then? I'm sure, wasn't it?
Well, my dad slept in the middle of it.
That's even worse.
That is a. I've heard of sleepless nights, but that's the sleeplessness night as I've ever heard. Dad in the middle.
Couldn't he just slept off to the side?
I don't have a sound effect for that.
Extraordinary situation.
I don't have a sound effect for that.
Imagine. Was it Joshy? Is it Josh?
Joshy. Josh, yeah.
Cage tiger who would have been that night.
Yeah, we've actually been married 15 years today.
Oh. Does dad still sleep over?
No, thank God.
No, thank God. Happy wedding day, Alana. Wedding anniversary. Brookie Wookie. Brooke from Picnic Point. What is your love song?
It's Kiss Me by Ed Sheeran.
Kiss me like you want to be loved.
heard that song in your life.
Me neither.
I thought it was Kiss. What is the other one? It's Kiss Me.
Sixpence None the Richer you're
kiss
thinking of.
Kiss Me.
Beneath the something, something.
Milky Twilight.
Yeah, oh, right. Yeah.
I can do this all day.
Probably a few Kiss Me songs. Yeah. So
hang on. What about Melissa Counts? Was that Kiss Me?
I don't know.
But Kate Sobrano. Kiss Me Passionately.
You've gone a deep cut there. So that's an album track,
Rod
obviously.
Rod Stewart, deep cut. Is that, now what is he
first goes the deepest is Cat Stevens.
Good at this.
Are you still together with him, Brooke?
Yes, we just celebrated our 10-year anniversary.
Ah.
Kiss me like what album is that on?
I'd update that, Brooke.
Anyway. So,
it's his first album. It's a beautiful song.
Have you ever slept in a bed with either of your fathers?
No. Safe to say no.
Yeah, fair enough.
Still time. Yeah. Do you want Ryan or not?
Get him on,
mate. Ryan from Caringbah. Rye guy, what is your love song?
When Somebody Loved Me, Sarah McLachlan.
When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful.
Feels like a past tense sort of situation.
Not into that.
Are you still together, Ryan?
Yeah. It was it's like my daughter's song as well, because she was born when it was playing.
Ah, that's nice.
And she loved Toy Story, and it was famous on that as well.
There you go.
Still thinking it could be a current tense would be good.
Now for God's sake, are you actually berating a listener for not having a song that you approve of?
I think he should change the song that means the most to him and his wife and his daughter. He should change that song.
Well, he's got $250 Bunnings cash. What a inspiration to him.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Tell you what, Arch Barker comes clean. Here we go. Friday, Saturday, Sydney State Theatre. The man himself up on stage, just straight killing it, as he always does.
No doubt. Also, you can catch him at Penrith Panthers Club, I think, in February.
Yeah,
so
that's massive.
Go to Arj Barker, because he's hilarious. Mm.
Yes, he is.
And he's a great friend of ours. Welcome to the show, Arj.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Please, I will be at Panthers in February, but please don't divert people away from the state this weekend.
Yeah, sorry. I was trying to cover all bases, and
I made
a mistake. Yep. So
I'm only kidding around. No, how are you guys doing? You're right.
No, we've never been better. We are pumped up. And Arj, I have been telling the guys about your.
What have you done now?
No, the fact that you are footloose and fancy free. You're a single man. That's reasonable to say. We're out and proud on that, aren't we, Arj?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, that's real. Yeah. I mean, I don't do that much. You know, I keep up the manscaping and, you know, I wait, but.
So were you doing that whilst you were partnered up, or is that something you've just started doing since being, you know, back on the market?
No, it's something I think I try to do frequently. It's more like because I don't want to look in the mirror and be disappointed with myself, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so right.
You want to look good for you. Especially when you're
out there. Now, the exciting thing is, and I don't mean to shift the subject here, but we're out there and it's incredible. I call it life 2.0. You know, I'm out there now. We got theaters full of people. Yeah, people wear masks, but you don't even notice. You just don't even notice after a minute because you're having you're in the moment, it's incredible. You know, it's changed so much. I mean, you know, they're still racking up cases every day, but now you don't even hear about it.
Yeah.
Think about it. It was only a few months ago. If there was a single case, it was national news.
Yep.
Like that's true, isn't it? I was on a plane from Perth to Sydney. It was about 6-7 months ago to do the Enmore. And it was front page news. A guy had COVID and it listed all the places he went around Sydney.
Oh, that's right. The barbecue man.
Remember they did that?
Yes. Yeah. He went to a barbecue shop.
My eyes are bulging out. I'm thinking, oh my God, does COVID give you energy? This guy went to 7 barbecue
really
stores in an hour. If I spent 20 minutes in a single Bunnings, I need a 2-hour nap.
That's very good point, Arj.
Oh, man.
Now, Arj, on another subject, and I have brought this up earlier because I heard you're okay to talk about it.
I bet you did. What is it?
Oh, come on, mate. When you and your beautiful ex-partner broke up, you stayed living together for quite a while, didn't you, Arj?
That's true, yeah. Yeah, for a long time. All through the first lockdown and actually the first and second lockdown, yeah.
How long was that? So what, like a year?
No, not quite a year, but actually there was it worked out pretty well because let all our resentments kind of just sort of just erode away, and we just became, you know, just proper friends. It was really quite healthy.
Yeah.
So are you saying to other people who break up, that they should stay in the same house?
and not be allowed to leave except for essentials.
Oh, that's a great idea. All right, go see the man, archbucket.com. It is Friday night, tomorrow night, Saturday night at the Sydney State Theatre. You won't have a better time than seeing Arch Barker. You just won't.
Arch Barker is a unique talent, and his jokes are jokes you're not going to hear from anyone else.
Yep.
He's an absolute superstar.
Yep.
Get to the State Theatre.
Real talk. Thanks, Arch.
Unless they steal them. But yeah, I hope not.
That's easy in there.
That was Husey, Ed and Erin for Spotlight, helping you create, decorate and celebrate all your Christmas traditions this year.